Welcome, everyone. So glad that you've joined us today on this edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, and you're listening to your great radio station there. So let them know you appreciate your local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area. Almost 4 million acres. Yep. Only about 6,000 people, probably a half a million to three quarters of a million cows. So we got lots of wide open spaces here. If you want to come check things out, start by going to visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains, sheep, dairy cattle, to top-notch horse operations. It includes high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, astute ranchers. It's all included. Incredible information. Equip yourself with the best. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
So this is for anybody out there that has flown lately, or maybe frequent flyers. We haven't been in the air lately, but got a trip coming up this fall possibly. So we'll see what happens on that. But these are rules for frequent flyers submitted to The Good Stuff from Tony Bullitt. So you know it's going to be good. No flight ever leaves on time unless you're running late and need the delay to make the flight. And if you're running late for a flight, it will depart from the furthest gate within the terminal.
That is a fact.
And if you arrive very early for a flight, it inevitably then will be delayed. And then what do they say? You're supposed to be there at least 2 hours in advance of your flight now? Flights never leave from gate number one at any terminal anywhere in the world. There is no gate one, I'm sure. If you must work on your flight, you will experience turbulence as soon as you touch pen to paper or get your laptop out or start to drink your coffee. And rules for frequent flyers, only passengers seated in window seats ever have to get up to go to the lavatory. The crying baby on board your flight is always seated right next to you. And the less carry-on luggage space available on an aircraft, the more carry-on luggage passengers will bring aboard. So those are some rules for frequent flyers out there from Tony Bullitt.
Kind of sounds a little like Murphy's Law.
It is kind of a frequent flyers edition of Murphy's Law,
there
I guess.
There you go. Blessings and taxes. A little boy wanted $100 badly and prayed for 2 weeks, but nothing happened. Then he decided to write God a letter requesting the $100. When the postal authorities received the letter addressed to God, USA, they decided to send it to President Bush. The president was so impressed, touched, and amused that he instructed his secretary to send the little boy a $5 bill. The president thought this would appear to be a lot of money to a little boy. The little boy was delighted with the $5 and sat down to write a thank you note to God, which read, "Dear God, thank you very much for sending the money. However, I noticed that for some reason you had to send it through Washington, D.C. And, as usual, they took most of it."
They took 95% of it in taxes. Huh?
Oh, my.
So he caught on quick to that one.
Indeed.
I have another message for cat lovers out there today.
Oh, very good.
Long ago, exactly one cat died from being fed 4 minutes past feeding time, and cats have told their children this for 3,000 generations. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Cats unite.
Yes.
That's right. This is from Dave Penn. A lecturer, when explaining stress management to an audience, raised a glass of water and asked, "How heavy is this glass of water?" Answers called out ranged from heavy to light. The lecturer replied, "The absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends on how long you try to hold it. If I hold it for a minute, that's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I'll have an ache in my right arm. If I hold it for a day, you'll have to call an ambulance. In each case, it's the same weight, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." And that's the way it is with stress management. If we carry our burdens all the time, sooner or later, as the burden becomes increasingly heavy, we won't be able to carry on. As with a glass of water, you have to put it down for a while and rest before holding it again. When we're refreshed, we can carry on with the burden. So before you return home tonight, put the burden of work down. Don't carry it home. You can pick it up tomorrow. Whatever burdens you're carrying now, let them down for a moment, if you can. So, my friend, put down anything that may be a burden to you right now. Don't pick it up again until after you've rested a while.
And that's The Good Stuff.